Hello, and welcome back to the show. There's no question that the media apparatus in the United Kingdom is heavily integrated with the mainstream political establishment. From the Director General of the BBC being appointed by the government, to political donations made by the owners of the biggest media companies in the country, to MPs and party leaders. The fact is that there is a high level of interaction and integration between the media and political classes in the UK. But why exactly is this? While some might say that it's simply a matter of following the money, and others may deny that any integration even exists, the issue goes far deeper than being one of profits. So in this episode, I aim to answer the question, why exactly is the media establishment in the UK so closely integrated with mainstream politics? In order to answer this question, we first need to understand that the media landscape of the United Kingdom has its own unique issues. According to the Media Reform Coalition's 2021 paper titled Who Owns the UK Media, there's a significant bias towards centre-right to right-wing media outlets within the UK media landscape. In its section on national newspapers alone, all but one of the top four newspapers with the highest market share are well known to hold right-wing views, these being The Sun, The Daily Mail and The Telegraph, the only exception of course being The Daily Mirror. In addition, more left-leaning outlets clearly hold the lowest share of the market, with The Guardian and The Independent holding just 2.5% and 0.8% of the total market share respectively. However, the paper also makes clear that regarding market share, there has been a significant drop in the market share of all major national newspaper outlets. This is, at least in part, if not primarily, due to the rise of the internet as a means of disseminating news media. Which brings us to the ownership of these outlets. According to the data cited in the paper, all national newspaper publishers in the UK are owned by just 8 companies, with the Rupert Murdoch-owned News Corp UK and Ireland holding the largest share of the market at 29.3%. The value of this data, of course, cannot be understated. The fact that so few companies hold such a sway over public discourse is a clear indicator of the fact that we do not in fact have a free and open media landscape. But what exactly does this have to do with the integration between the media and our political establishment? Well, aside from the fact that the viewpoints espoused by our most popular media outlets more often than not align with the views of the government, particularly regarding issues of immigration, politics, policing and economics, it's a well-known fact that the Conservative Party and right-wing politicians also receive donations from wealthy individuals in exchange for significant rewards for these donations. For example, Richard Sharp, the now former Director General of the BBC, was reported by The Guardian to have donated over £400,000 to the Conservative Party, and was also found to have helped in a separate investigation to have helped in securing a loan of £800,000 to former Prime Minister Boris Johnson during his tenure as Prime Minister. While this is just a singular case of this happening, it is by no means unique, nor is it a recent occurrence, as shown by the strong relationship between former Prime Minister Tony Blair and News Corp owner Rupert Murdoch, with the former, of course, being the godfather to the latter's granddaughter. With this in mind, is it really so surprising that the political establishment and of the United Kingdom is so heavily integrated with the mainstream media? However, that's not to say that there aren't truly independent media outlets actively working to provide a genuine alternative to the mainstream media narrative regarding politics. From podcasts like Revolutionary Left Radio to online outlets such as Navarra Media and the Canaries UK, the branch, over the last few years, there's been a surge in alternative media outlets, predominantly those with a more radical and left-wing perspective that have been making significant gains in regard to their prominence. For example, at the time of this being recorded, Navarra Media currently stands at 327,000 subscribers to their YouTube channel, with a further 10,000 people actively providing financial support in the form of donations due to the nature of how Navarra Media is run. However, while the majority of alternatives to the mainstream media do provide a genuine alternative to the established narratives regarding economic and political issues, even the alternative news media space isn't safe from becoming integrated with the political establishment. I'm of course talking about GB News, owned by the parent company All Perspective Limited. While it is obviously ironic that a company named All Perspectives owns, funds and operates a network most well known for espousing hardline right-wing talking points and supporting the government in the majority of cases, the political integration cannot be understated. For example, the MP for North East Somerset, Jacob Rees-Mogg, is a regular fixture on GB News. Not just as a regular guest either, but as someone who actively hosts a regular show on the channel, both in terms of their televised appearances and their YouTube channel, titled State of the Nation. While other forms of integration between the media and political classes are more subtle, such as the aforementioned donations and personal friendships between media figures and politicians, this example is particularly egregious, as far as I'm concerned, as it involves someone who actively holds both the role of a legislator, being a cabinet minister for Brexit opportunities and government efficiency, as well as the role of a media personality. So, overall, while there is a significant level of integration between the media and political establishments of the UK, there is also a growing alternative media landscape that seeks to challenge the established narratives and to provide genuine left-wing perspectives on current affairs regarding political, economic, and societal issues. Although even these alternatives need to stay wary of false alternatives like GB News, who present themselves as radical alternatives to the norm, while actively espousing and supporting mainstream political narratives. Furthermore, the integration mentioned previously continues to influence mainstream politics and mainstream public narratives. And, well, this is because someone like Richard Sharp, If someone like Richard Sharp, a man who was previously the director for the conservative think tank Centre for Policy Studies, a think tank set up by Margaret Thatcher herself, if a man who previously held a high position in this organisation can achieve access to the highest position in state-owned media by means of his wallet, can we actually genuinely say that our media is truly independent? I don't think so. So what can we do to help? What can we as regular people actually do to push our media landscape away from being so politically integrated? Well, aside from the obvious answer of voting for parties whose manifestos pledge to crack down on the corruption that takes place within our media and political landscapes, there are other valid solutions to the issue, primarily in the form of supporting alternative outlets like Navarra Media, whether that's through pledging financial support in the form of donations, using online presence to spread awareness of the fact that genuine alternatives do actually exist, or simply just by viewing these alternatives, you know, watching their videos on YouTube, watching them on TV, for example. The point is, any support to these alternatives genuinely helps to challenge established narratives and to build a media landscape that is truly free, independent, and that offers a genuinely wide range of political perspectives. And that's all we got time for. Thanks for listening.